You're listening to KNKX. In his time as superintendent of Seattle Public Schools, Larry Nyland has said it's a moral imperative to ensure that every kid in Seattle gets a great education. But the district has not managed to eliminate troubling gaps that exist between white kids and students of color. 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has been speaking with people pushing for change in the district to find out what they hope the next superintendent will do.
There has been some progress under Nyland. The use of suspensions and expulsions has been declining and is now below the state average. But the discipline rate for African-American students is still much higher than for white students. Still, former Seattle school board member Marty McLaren says Nyland has emphasized equity, something she hopes the next school's chief will continue. More than a third of schools have created racial equity teams.
I've run into three different teachers just randomly in the last 2 months who have all spontaneously said, the work that we're doing at my school is really good. We are finally really talking about the issue of racism. So that's right there. That's a huge shift.
McLaren took part in the African American Male Advisory Committee, a group that gave recommendations last fall on how to improve outcomes for black boys. But while she sees progress, Deshaun Jackson is a little less positive. He works as a student and family advocate at John Muir Elementary School in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood. Jackson says he's frustrated that kids of color are underrepresented in the district's advanced learning programs.
In some schools, it's like having two different schools in one, and it's been like that forever. I think that causes a lot of separation and a lot of unfairness.
Jackson says his school has successfully reduced suspensions for kids of color and is piloting an ethnic studies curriculum. But he says there's still a lot of work the next superintendent will have to do to improve racial equity in the schools. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.